Hello, and welcome to our program, Prevention, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Toni Morrell, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from Prevention Magazine, July 2023, here on OWL Radio. Prevention Magazine, July 2023. Beat jet lag. When you travel, people are more comfortable flying off to faraway places again, in case you haven't noticed. It's a good time to brush up on how to mitigate the effects of jet lag and why you should. Science tells us that the jet lag causes or messes with your circadian rhythm because your internal body clock is still functioning based on the previous time zone you were in. This mismatch may affect everything from sleep to digestion. Fortunately, jet lag is temporary, and doing these two things can help you deal with it better so you can enjoy your vacation more. About 3 days before your departure, start going to bed and waking up 30 to 60 minutes earlier if you're heading east, or later if you're heading west. This helps your circadian rhythm shift closer to your destination time zone. Pack melatonin if you're traveling east. Take it at your desired bedtime once you've arrived at your destination. This will help your body adjust to the new time zone, allowing you to drift off more easily when you might normally still be wide awake. What to know about uterine fibroids? Get a closer look at this common gynecological condition for Fibroid Awareness Month, which occurred in July. What are they? Non-cancerous growths of the uterus that often appear during the childbearing years. Symptoms to look out for. Common signs include heavy menstrual bleeding, menstruating for more than a week, pelvic pressure or pain, frequent urination, constipation, and back or leg pain. How to prevent them? The few known risk factors are beyond our control. But some research suggests that obesity and exposure to phthalates may increase the risk. To mitigate those factors, stick to a balanced diet and regularly exercise, which are good for hormonal health and weight maintenance. Keep tabs on high blood pressure. Hypertension is a risk for your heart. It also may mess with your brain health. Having high blood pressure in one's 30s is associated with negative brain changes known to affect the risk of dementia, according to a new study in the JAMA Network Open. Researchers from University of California at Davis compared brain scans of older adults who had high blood pressure in their 30s with brain scans of older adults with normal blood pressure. Those who had hypertension earlier in life showed lower brain volume and impaired white matter, two factors associated with dementia. It's important to support healthy blood pressure at all stages of life by minimizing added sugars in your diet, staying hydrated, moving your body regularly, sleeping well, and managing stress. Finding hope and joy after a loss. Fulfilling the dreams on her dad's bucket list helped Laura Carney grieve and reset her mental health after an unexpected tragedy. Here, the author of My Father's List, How Living My Dad's Dream Set Me Free, talks about her journey. What did you initially hope to get out of the tackling of his bucket list? After losing my father, I became an advocate against distracted driving. That's what took him from me. And I hoped checking things off his list would create a way for me to spread the message to more people. I had no idea I was about to embark on something that my soul needed. How did completing your dad's list play a role in your grief process? There had been times when I felt I altered who I was to fit a norm instead of being my truest self. Making my way through his list gave me the courage to write a book, something I always wanted to do, and it helped me find a purpose and not get caught up in the bitterness over experiencing a bad thing. In honoring what mattered to my dad, I figured out what mattered to me. It reminded me of all the best parts about being alive. His list represented the hopefulness that he'd nurtured in me, and through this legacy, I finally found peace. If you had to give readers one piece of advice about healing and resilience, what would it be? Every loss is traumatic, and I had hoped to cope with the trauma of my dad's death before I could begin to process the grief. Once I started doing my dad's list, it felt like I had a voice again. If I hadn't had a voice in how he died, at least I could have a voice in celebrating how he'd live. This forced me to redefine his death. I no longer view it as a loss. It was just a change. Our energy never dies. Love goes on forever. But you have to train yourself to be open to that idea and face feelings of bitterness and sadness first. We are not meant to be sad forever in tribute. It's when we raise our vibration by being happy again that we find connection to our loved ones in spirit. We can't force that happiness. We have to make ourselves wade through the muck first. Prevention Magazine, July 2023. Grilled jerk chicken with mango and cucumber salad serves four. One, heat grill or grill pan over medium. In large bowl, toss 1/2 small red onion, thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice, and a pinch each of kosher salt and pepper. Then toss with 1 ripe but firm mango, thinly sliced, and 1 small seedless cucumber, thinly sliced into half moons. Let sit, tossing occasionally at least 10 minutes. 2. Meanwhile, in a small bowl, combine 1 tablespoon each olive oil and salt-free jerk seasoning and 1/4 teaspoon salt, then rub all over 8 thinly cut chicken breasts, about 1.5 pounds total. Grill until just cooked through, 2 to 4 minutes per side. 3. Fold 1/4 cup cilantro, chopped, into cucumber salad and serve with chicken and lime wedges if desired. Per serving, about 274 calories, which includes 7.5 grams fat, which includes 1.5 grams saturated fat, 94 milligrams of cholesterol, 232 milligrams sodium, 15 grams carbohydrates, 2 grams fiber, 12.5 grams sugar, which includes 0 grams added sugar, and 36 grams protein. Flavors of Jamaica. Inspired by our jerk chicken recipe, hear more nutritious Caribbean-centric foods from Sue Ellen Anderson Hayes, MSRDN, founder of 360 Girls and Women. Scotch Bonnet. Native to Jamaica, this pepper is about 10 times as hot as can, says Anderson Haynes. Capsaicin, the substance responsible for the heat, has anti-inflammatory benefits. Add judiciously to soups, stews, meat dishes, and dressings. Callaloo. Similar to collard greens in look and taste, but slightly softer in texture. Callaloo is a dark leafy green that's rich in fiber as well as vitamin K and iron, two nutrients that support healthy blood, Anderson Haynes says. Fold into paste, stir into soups or stews or saute. Ekki and saltfish. This is the national dish of Jamaica. Ekki, a fatty fruit, and saltfish, white cod that has been salted for preservation, are cooked with onions, tomatoes, garlic, thyme, Scotch bonnet, and Jamaican spices, and served with cultural staples such as fried plantains, callaloo, yellow yam, or dumplings. Ekku is a source of omega-3s, and saltfish provides protein and iodine, which supports thyroid function, says Anderson Haynes. Jamaican spices. Signature spices, including thyme, allspice, and curry powder, have antibacterial, antioxidant, and anti-inflammatory properties, explains Anderson Haynes. Use them to build flavor in marinades and stews or to season rice. Red kidney beans. These can be used to make the classic Jamaican side dish rice and peas. They're filled with phytochemicals, anthocyanins, which are antioxidants, fiber, and plant-based protein. So add them to your bean rotation. Prevention Magazine, July 2023. Move of the month, getting stronger arms. You don't need heavy weights to improve your strength. Doing bicep curls at a slower pace allows you to add resistance to the motion for a harder workout. 1. Stand up straight with your feet hip width apart. Hold a dumbbell in each hand, arms hanging down at your sides. 2. Bend your arms at the elbows and bring them up so the dumbbells are positioned around your shoulders or at your shoulders. 3. With a slow and controlled movement, roll your arms, keep your elbows bent, and the dumbbells down for a count of 5, bringing them back up for a count of 5, pausing halfway through each repetition. 4. This is one repetition. Do a set of 10 repetitions 2 to 3 times with a short break in between. Prevention Magazine, July 2023. Healthy hobby, juggling. This could be the fun do anywhere activity your brain has been waiting for, by Caitlin Phoenix. It's time to throw out any notion that juggling is just a circus act and reimagine it as a delightful way to stimulate your brain and improve your motor skills. There are lots of reasons to juggle, says David Kane, a world champion and Guinness World Record-holding juggler and author of many books, including 200 Historical Jugglers Every Juggler Should Know. It can be done for exercise or to entertain. Juggling was one of the first activities discovered to cause growth in gray matter in the brain, says Kane. And research shows that it promotes the growth of white matter too. It requires movement, focus, hand-eye coordination, spatial awareness, and memory, skills that all engage different areas of the brain. It's also been used for years as a form of stress relief and even meditation for some. On top of all of that, juggling can burn about 280 calories per hour and improve range of motion in arms and shoulders. Natural skin soothers. Before you head to the medicine cabinet, try the kitchen. Given the amount of skin we have, about 22 square feet, it's no wonder that lots of issues pop up. Fortunately, there are a wide variety of solutions, many of which harness the healing power of plants. Here are a few. Acne. See a dermatologist about any blemishes you can't definitely identify as acne. But for a typical breakout, try coconut oil. People with acne tend to overdry their skin, which triggers more oil production, says Diane Madfies, MD, a clinical professor of dermatology at Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. Apply a thin coating of coconut oil after cleansing with a silicic wash. It has antimicrobial and anti-inflammatory properties, along with ingredients including vitamin E that helps the marks heal. Aloe. The plant's antibacterial qualities are great for blemishes. Squeeze gel from a leaf and apply it to unbroken skin. Itchiness. The solution to itching is not scratching. That can damage skin and make it even itchier. Instead, try oatmeal. An oatmeal bath can be soothing for skin issues like hives, sunburn, poison ivy, and insect bites. Put raw oats inside a thin sock and tie it around the bathtub faucet, says Trevor Cates, ND, a naturopathic doctor in Utah. The water that's gone through the oats is soothing and anti-inflammatory. An oatmeal paste is great for targeting a specific area. Make some soupy oatmeal and let it cool, then scoop into an old sock and strain. Use as a compress for 10 minutes every 2 hours. Honey. To soothe a burning, itching rash, combine equal parts honey, olive oil, and beeswax. Research has shown that this combination heals rashes effectively without the side effects of cortisone. Black tea. Steep tea and let it cool. Dampen a pillowcase, then lay it over the affected area for 10 minutes every 3 to 4 hours. Black tea contains tannins that can help reduce the inflammation and irritation associated with skin rashes. Bruises. If you get a lot of bruises, be sure to discuss that with your doctor. But whatever the reason you're black and blue, you can ease the pain and reduce the severity with cider vinegar. This pantry staple may have anti-inflammatory properties. Put some on a cotton ball and dab it on the bruise. Vitamin K. Vitamin K decreases bruising inside and out by helping blood clot. Rub some vitamin K cream on a bruise a few times a day to clear it up faster. The power of stretching. Just a few minutes a day can ease and prevent pain. Here's how to work its magic. By Katherine Ross Nash. Movement can change lives. I see it every day. When I was young, I didn't understand pain. Each morning, I hit the ground running, moving easily through life. But at age 25, I injured my spine while dancing. My perspective on my body and my relationship with it changed overnight. I learned to adapt and apply my fitness knowledge to my daily life and later to the lives of my clients. As a Pilates instructor for decades, I understand when clients ask, "What can I do to lessen my pain? How can I feel better?" Pain robs us of the joy in life, but stretching gives us a return to life, freedom, and joyful experiences. It can help ease aches and prevent new pains. Daily stretching increases blood flow, which delivers more oxygen and nutrients to joints and muscles. And this helps improve flexibility, range of motion, and strength, all things that add up to less stiffness and pain. In short, stretching helps your body function at its best. I don't break down stretches into individual body parts, but rather into broader movements. The body is a network. Our muscles, bones, tendons, and fascia are all connected. Pain in one area can affect another body part, but this also means that you get more bang for your buck when you stretch. I also think it's crucial to connect stretching with functional activities. How to properly reach for an item on a high shelf, for example. If a stretch doesn't help you move with less pain in the real world, what good is it? These sample moves for my new prevention book, Stretch Away Pain, shows you how to incorporate stretching into your daily life. Now, let's move and heal. Before you start, keep these best practices in mind to get the most from your stretch session. Breathe. Begin with a few minutes of deep breathing. This signals your body to relax and serves as a familiar point from which you can start your routine. Push, but not too hard. Stretching to the maximum can cause injury, but progress doesn't occur if you're using only minimum effort. Aim for a 70 on a scale of 1 to 100. Listen to your body. Normal pain feels like tightness or stiffness as you begin a stretch, but sharp or burning pain is a warning that something is wrong. Stop to avoid hurting yourself. Other warning signs that are telling you to pause include feeling dizzy, flushed, or exhausted. Bed stretches. Do these three moves before you climb out of bed each morning. Double knee hug. It's good for the lower back and hip pain. 1. Lie on your bed with a pillow under your head, arms at your sides. 2. Bend your knees, bring your right knee in toward your chest, then bring your left knee in toward your chest. Your hands should be resting on your shins. 3. Hug your thighs toward and against your chest by pulling on your shins with your hands. Open your elbows to the sides. Then release your hands to allow your thighs to move off your torso. 4. Repeat the hug and release move 2 times. Make it a part of your day. Hug your knees while putting on your socks or painting your toenails. Full body stretch with arm arcs. Good for body wide stiffness. 1. Lie on your bed with a pillow under your head, arms at your sides. 2. Inhale through your nose and reach your arms overhead toward the top of the bed. Stretch your legs straight toward the bottom of the bed. Spread your fingers and toes as wide as possible. 3. Push through your heels and press your palms away from your head. Don't arch your lower back. Hold for a count of 3. Make it a part of your day. Stretch your arms over your head while putting on a shirt or putting groceries away. Lying ankle circles. Good for tight ankles, feet, and toes. 1. Lie on your bed with a pillow under your head, arms at your sides. 2. Bend both knees, then bring one bent leg toward your chest to lift the foot. Keep your knee, hip, and foot in line with one another and rotate the ankle of the lifted foot in 3 slow circles to the right, as if tracing the edge of the circle with your pinky toe. Move only the foot and the ankle, then do 3 slow circles to the left. 3. Place your foot down and repeat on the other side. Make it a part of your day. Circle your ankles while sitting at the dinner table or watching the news. Standing stretches. Do these after brushing your teeth or taking a shower. The roll down. Good for lower back, upper back, and neck discomfort. 1. Stand with legs, sit bone width apart and parallel. Back straight and stomach tight. 2. Bend your knees softly and place your hands on your thighs. Pull your stomach in, inhale, and lower your head. 3. Exhale and gradually roll your spine down, hands sliding down your legs as the upper and lower back stretch. Pull your stomach in. 4. Reverse the action and roll up. Repeat twice. Genie twist. Good for limbering up the shoulders, neck, and upper and lower back. 1. Stand with your legs, sit bone width apart, and parallel. Back straight and stomach tight. 2. Bend your knees softly. Lift your arms to chest height, palms down. Fold your arms at shoulder height, fingertips to elbows. 3. Without moving your pelvis or hips, twist to the right. Stay in the twist and turn your head to the left. Chin toward your left shoulder, then twist and turn your head to the right. Chin toward your right shoulder. Repeat the left and right head turning twice. 4. Untwist, returning to face to the center. Switch the top arm and repeat the steps. What's up with brain freeze? If you feel a sudden strong zap of pain in your head as you sip a milkshake, here's why, by Kayla Blanton, Prevention Magazine, July 2023. Nothing ruins the first soft serve of summer like a lightning bolt of pain shooting through your frontal lobe. You may have experienced brain freeze often as an overexcited, slushy, scarfing kid. But anytime you eat or drink something very cold, you risk feeling that intense sensation all over again. What causes brain freeze? Brain freeze is medically known as cold neuralgia or spinothalamine ganglionuria, and it happens when the roof of your mouth or throat is cooled too quickly. Blood vessels throughout the head expand to let extra blood into the area for warmth. The surrounding nerve endings in the brain perceive this as a red flag, and so it causes sudden pain, typically most intensely in the forehead, the temples, and behind the eyes or ears. Breathing in cold air can trigger brain freeze too. How to relieve the pain? You can avoid getting brain freeze by taking smaller sips or nibbles of whatever cold substance you're consuming. When the pain hits, you can get things back to normal by bringing the temperature in your mouth and throat back up. Drink a warm or room temperature liquid, or press your tongue or thumb against the roof of your mouth to transfer warmth. The brain freeze headache connection. Though brain freeze is not serious and usually goes away quickly on its own, there's a link between brain freeze and migraine. Some studies have revealed that brain freeze is more common in people who experience migraines. Since both types of head pain are affected by blood flow in the brain, it's recommended that you speak to your doctor if you're experiencing brain freeze more often than usual. You've been listening to Prevention on Owl Radio. You can listen to Owl Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.owlradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Tony Morrell saying goodbye from Owl Radio.